Good morning.
Dobré ráno.
I want to thank you for joining us today again.
Chcem vám poďakovať za to, že ste sa k nám dneska pridali znova.
We've been going through a series on the life of Jacob.
Pôjdeme cez nejaký taký seriál, ktorý sa skladá, ktorý teda predstavuje Jakobov život.
And this morning we continue where we left off a little bit yesterday.
Dneska ráno budeme pokračovať tam, kde sme včera skončili.
We want to welcome those that are joining us via the internet.
Chceme privítať taktiež tých, ktorí nás pozerajú cez internet.
My message is entitled, or the series is entitled From Jacob to Israel.
Celá táto séria sa volá Od Jakoba k Izraelovi.
And this little section of his life I've entitled The Beginning of Sorrows.
A túto sekciu, o ktorej budeme rozprávať teraz, som nazval Začiatok bolesti alebo súženia.
But before we begin,
ale predtým než začneme,
I'd like to ask you to please bow your heads with me as we have a word of prayer.
Chcem vás poprosiť, aby ste so mnou sklonili hlavy, keď sa budeme modliť.
Our Father in heaven.
Náš drahý nebeský Otče.
We thank you for this opportunity to again study the Bible together.
Chceme ti ďakovať za túto možnosť znova študovať Bibliu.
Please guide our understanding.
Prosíme ťa, veď naše pochopenie, naše porozumenie.
And help us to see our own experience through the life of Jacob.
A pomôž nám vidieť naše vlastné skúsenosti cez život Jakoba.
We ask these things in Jesus' name we pray.
O tieto veci ťa prosíme v mene Ježiša Krista.
Amen.
Amen.
Today I want to remind you of a little bit of where we covered yesterday.
Predtým, než začneme, vám chcem trošku pripomenúť to, čo sme rozoberali včera.
We were in Genesis 27.
Boli sme v Genesis, prvej Mojžišovej 27. kapitole.
And there we saw that Isaac is preparing to bless his son Esau.
Kde sme vlastne videli, že Izák sa chystal na to, aby požehnal svojho syna Ezava.
There was something unusual about this.
A na tomto bolo niečo nezvyčajné.
In those days it was a custom that you invite your family to witness and to be part of the group to see the final blessing of the father before his death. Oh, sorry. In those days it was customary for the family to witness the final blessing of the father.
Takže v tých dňoch bolo zvykom, že celá rodina bola svedkom tohto posledného požehnania otca.
But in the book Patriarchs and Prophets,
ale v knihe Patriarchov a prorokov,
page 179,
na strane 179,
we are told that Isaac, knowing that Rebecca would oppose him,
že Izák, vediac, že Rebecca mu bude oponovať,
he decided to do this ceremony in secret.
Sa rozhodol, že túto ceremoniu urobí v tajnosti.
Now, why was Isaac so bent on doing what he knew God was not happy with?
Takže prečo vôbec Izák tak veľmi chcel urobiť vec, o ktorej vedel, že Boh nechce, aby urobil?
What happened to this man that was at one time so willing to do God's will even if it meant his own death?
A čo sa stalo tomu mužovi, ktorý kedysi bol tak oddaný Bohu, že bol ochotný urobiť i vec, ktorá by ho stala život?
We have some clues in the Bible.
Nejaké náznaky o tom máme v Biblii.
Genesis 26.
Genesis 26. kapitola.
I want to ask you to look with me starting in verse 12.
Chcem vás poprosiť, aby ste so mnou pozreli a začneme v verši 12.
These verses give us some insight into what has happened to Isaac in the years from his childhood to the time before his death.
A tieto verše nám vlastne ukážu, čo sa Izákovi stalo od jeho narodenia až počas jeho smrti.
In verse 12 the Bible says,
vo verši 12 Biblia hovorí,
then Isaac sowed in that land and received in the same year a hundredfold and the Lord blessed him.
A Izák sial v tej zemi a našiel toho roku, že sa mu urodilo stonásobne a Hospodin ho požehnal.
Verse 13 says, and the man waxed great and went forward and grew until he became very great.
A 13. verš hovorí, a človek narastol veľký a prospieval viacej a viacej a rastol tak, až bol veľmi veľký.
And then verse 14 says, for he had possessions of flocks, possessions of herds and great store of servants, and the Philistines envied him.
A 14. verš, a mal stádo drobného dobytka a stádo rožného statku a služobnej čelade mnoho a preto mu závideli Filištíny.
Now I want to ask you a question.
A chcem sa vás teraz opýtať otázku.
Can you tell me what do we learn about Isaac in this passage that gives us some clue about what could have happened to him in the years from his childhood until the time before his death.
A môžeme v týchto veršoch nájsť niečo, čo nám hovorí o tom, čo sa udialo vlastne s Izákom od rokov jeho mladosti, teda jeho detstva, až po jeho smrť?
What happened?
Čo sa stalo?
The Bible says that Isaac became very what?
Biblia hovorí, že stal sa veľmi bohatým.
He became rich.
Bohatým.
And you know, it's very interesting because there are many passages in the Bible that talk about the dangers of having great wealth.
Je to veľmi zaujímavé, pretože v Biblii máme veľa pasáží, ktoré hovoria o tom, aké je nebezpečné, aké je teda nebezpečenstvo v tom byť bohatý.
In Luke chapter 16 verse 25, you don't have to turn there.
U Lukáša v 26.
Chapter 16 verse 25.
V 16. kapitole verše 18. kapitole verš 20. veršom 25.
The Bible says it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle.
Sa píše, že sa v Biblii píše, teda Biblia nám hovorí, že ľahšie prejsť ťave uchom ihly.
Then for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God.
Než pre bohatého človeka dostať sa do kráľovstva Božieho.
Paul warned that the love of money is the root of all evil.
A apoštol Pavol dokonca hovorí, že láska k peniazom je koreňom všetkého zla.
And Jesus told the church of Laodicea.
A Ježiš takisto povedal zboru alebo cirkvi v Laodicei.
Because you say you are rich and increased with goods.
Pretože hovoríte, že ste bohatí a máte veľa majetku.
It seems that when people have material wealth,
tak to vyzerá, že ľudia, keď majú materiálne statky,
it seems that there is a corresponding decrease in spiritual interest.
Tak to vyzerá, že čím je väčší teda ten materiálny statok, tak tým je menej záujmu o tie duchovné veci.
Now, that may not be the only factor.
Toto nemusí byť jediný faktor.
I want you to notice a pattern that we learn about Isaac in Genesis chapter 27.
Chcem, aby sme si všimli jeden fakt alebo jeden vzor, ktorý môžeme vidieť v Izákovom živote v Genesis 27. kapitole.
Look at Genesis 27 verse 3.
Pozrime sa do Genesis 27 a verš 3.
The Bible says, now therefore I pray thee, take thy weapon, thy quiver, thy bow, and go out into the field and take me some venison.
Kde Biblia hovorí, tak teraz vezmi, prosím, svoju zbraň, svoj túl a svoje lučište a vidí na pole a ulov mi zverinu.
And verse 4 says, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat and my soul may bless thee before I die.
A ďalej štvrtý verš. A priprav mi chutný pokrm, aký mám rád, dones mi ho a budem jesť, aby ťa požehnala moja duša, prv ako zomriem.
Now look at verse 9.
Teraz sa pozrieme do verša číslo 9.
Go now to the flock, fetch me from thence two kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for thy father, such as he loveth.
Nože idi ku stádu a vezmi a dones mi odtiaľ dvoje pekných kozliat a pripravím z nich chutný pokrm pre tvojho otca, aký má rád.
And then look at verse 14.
A potom verš 14.
And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat, such as his father loved.
A tak išiel a vzal a doniesol svojej matke, a jeho matka pripravila chutný pokrm, aký mal rád jeho otec.
What do these three verses in Genesis 27, what do they teach us about Isaac?
Čo tieto tri verše v Genesis 27 nás učia o Izákovi?
What do they tell us?
Čo nám hovoria?
He loved,
miloval,
this meat that his a son and his wife would make for him.
Miloval to meso, ktoré jeho syn alebo jeho matka, teda jeho manželka pre neho pripravila.
You see, Isaac in this stage in his life.
V tomto môžete vidieť, že vlastne Izák v tomto štádiu svojho života.
He was rich, he had plenty of money.
Bol bohatý, mal množstvo peňazí.
And we could say that now his appetite controlled or it had a very strong influence in his life.
A môžeme teraz vidieť, respektíve povedať, že jeho apetít mal veľmi, veľmi silný vplyv na jeho život, veľmi veľkú kontrolu.
And I want to read to you a statement from the book Maranatha, page 62.
A chcem vám prečítať jeden citát z knihy Maranatha,
62.
Zo strany 62.
The controlling power of appetite will prove the ruin of thousands.
Taký ovládací faktor apetitu sa ukáže ako ruinujúci pre tisícky ľudí.
If they had conquered on this point, If they had conquered, like if they had gained the victory on this point.
Ak by zvíťazili v tomto bode alebo nad týmto faktorom?
They would have moral power to gain the victory over every other temptation of Satan.
Tak by tým získali morálnu silu na to, aby dokázali zvíťaziť nad každým ďalším pokúšaním.
Is there a connection between our appetites and our ability to overcome sin?
Je teda nejaké prepojenie medzi našim apetítom a našou schopnosťou odolávať hriechu?
Absolutely.
Určite.
Now I know that some of you may be thinking.
A viem, že niektorí z vás si možno teraz myslia.
Well, what's the big deal? I mean, you know.
Viete, však to nie je nejaká veľká vec.
And you know, I work I have worked with many people that have struggled with giving up certain kinds of foods.
Viete, ja som pracoval s mnohými ľuďmi, ktorí bojovali s tým, že sa potrebovali zbaviť istých typov jedál.
Most people know from their mind.
Väčšina ľudí pozná alebo vie zo svojej mysli,
that meat is not the best food for our bodies.
Teda je presvedčená v svojej mysli, že mäso nie je najlepšie jedlo pre naše telo.
But like Isaac,
ale takisto ako Izák,
they love the taste. They love this food.
Milujú tú chuť, milujú to jedlo.
And you know the truth is,
a viete, pravda je,
that sometimes we know something,
že niekedy síce niečo vieme,
and yet our appetites govern the or take they are above, they control our reason.
Teda niečo vieme, ale napriek tomu náš apetít má ako keby kontroluje nad našim rozumom.
I want to tell you a true story.
Chcem vám podať jeden pravdivý príbeh.
It happened in Hong Kong.
Stal sa v Hongkongu.
There was a man.
Tam bol jeden muž.
His name was Ku Su Thai. That was his name.
A jeho meno bolo Ku Su Thai.
And this man was coming to our evangelistic meetings at some, like, you know, like evangelistic meetings that the Adventist Church was holding.
A ten muž chodil na nejaké také stretnutie evangelizačné, ktoré adventisti tam držali.
And he loved it.
A ich miloval.
He came every night.
Sa mu veľmi páčili, prišiel každý jeden večer.
And then one night,
a potom jeden večer,
the preacher started talking about God's ideal diet.
Tak ten kazateľ, ten prednášajúci, začal hovoriť o Božej ideálnej potrave.
And he explained that God's, you know, original diet, what it was.
A vysvetlil, čo bol vlastne, čo bola originálna alebo pôvodná Božia strava.
And how God does not want us to eat certain kinds of foods, especially unclean foods.
A ako chce Boh teraz od nás taktiež, aby sme jedli isté typy jedál, a to najmä tie čisté.
And so this man, Ku Su Thai,
a tak ten muž, Ku Su Thai,
after that night, he stopped coming.
A po tomto večeri prestal chodiť.
So the preacher, the evangelist,
a tak ten evangelista,
he went to go see him one night.
Išiel ho navštíviť.
And he knocked on his door.
Zakopal mu na dvere.
And the man opened the door.
Ten muž otvoril dvere.
And the preacher said, hey, we missed you. Why, how come you stopped coming?
A evangelista mu hovorí, hej, my sme, teda chýbal si nám, prečo si prestal chodiť?
And he said, did you enjoy the meetings?
A pýtal sa ho, páčili sa ti tie stretnutia?
And Ku Su Thai said,
A ten Ku Su Thai povedal,
He said, did you agree with what we taught?
A spýtal sa ho, súhlasil si s tým, čo sme učili?
He said, yes.
On povedal, áno.
He said, then how come you don't come anymore? Why did you stop coming?
A tak sa ho pýtal, tak prečo si potom prestal chodiť?
And he said, I have a little problem.
On mu povedal, mám jeden taký malý problém.
He said, I can't give up eating shrimp.
Nedokážem prestať jesť krevety.
And so the preacher said to him,
a tak mu ten evangelista hovorí,
is that the only problem?
Toto je jediný problém?
And he said, yes, I agree with everything else.
On hovorí, áno, súhlasím so všetkým ostatným.
But he said, I can't give this up.
Ale nedokážem sa vzdať tohto.
So the preacher said to him,
a tak mu ten kazateľ teda povedal,
Mr. Thai,
pán Thai,
can you just not eat shrimp just for today?
Dokážete prestať nejesť tie, teda dokážete prestať jesť tie krevety aspoň dneska?
Now, he thought about that.
Ten pán Thai nad tým rozmýšľal.
And he said, yeah, of course, I cannot eat it for one day.
A povedal, samozrejme, jeden deň dokážem ich nejesť.
And the preacher's like, good, just don't eat it for today.
A ten kazateľ mu povedal: "OK, tak nie ste ich len dneska."
And so the preacher left.
A tak ten kazateľ odišiel.
And that man, Kusuthai, he didn't eat any more shrimp for the rest of the day.
A tak ten pán, ten Kusuthai, alebo tak nejak sa volal, nejedol tie krevety ten jeden deň.
The next morning,
ďalšie ráno,
preacher knocked on the door.
Kazateľ zakopal na jeho dvere.
And he said, "Hello."
A povedal: "Ahoj."
He said, "How was it?"
Aké to bolo?
He said, "I didn't eat any shrimp yesterday."
On povedal: "Nejedol som žiadne krevety včera."
He said, "Good."
On povedal: "Výborne."
He said, "Do you think you can do it just for one more day?"
A spýtal sa ho: "Myslíš, že to dokážeš urobiť ešte jeden deň naviac?"
And Mr. Thai thought about it.
A ten pán Thai nad tým zase uvažoval.
He said, "Yeah, I think I can eat no more shrimp for one more day."
On povedal: "OK, myslím si, že dokážem nejesť tie krevety ešte jeden deň."
He said, "Good."
A tak mu povedal: "Dobre."
So he left.
Odišiel.
And Kusuthai didn't eat any shrimp that day.
A Kusuthai nejedol žiadne krevety ďalší deň.
The next day the preacher came back.
A ďalší deň sa kazateľ opäť vrátil.
And he knocked on the door.
Zakopal na dvere.
And he said, "How was it?"
Spýtal sa ho, aké to bolo.
He said, "I didn't eat any shrimp yesterday."
On povedal: "Opäť som nejedol žiadne krevety včera."
And the preacher said, "Do you think you could do it for one more day?"
A kazateľ sa ho pýtal: "Myslíš, že to dokážeš nejesť ešte jeden deň?"
And he said, "Yeah, I think I can do it for one more day."
A on mu na to odpovedal: "Áno, myslím, že to ešte jeden deň dokážem."
The next day,
ďalší deň,
the preacher came and knocked again.
A kazateľ prišiel, zakopal zase.
And Mr. Thai, this time he said,
a pán Thai tentokrát povedal,
he said, "You don't have to come anymore."
Už viacej nemusíš chodiť.
He said, "I'm done with shrimp."
Už som skončil s krevetami.
You know, there are some people,
viete, sú istí ľudia,
that think, "How could I ever live without eating some of these things?"
Ktorí si myslia, ako môžem niekedy žiť bez toho, aby som jedol nejaké tieto veci.
I grew up eating this.
Vyrástol som na tom, že som jedol tieto
it
veci.
Tastes so good.
Chutí to tak dobre.
By the way, in that same statement from Maranatha, page 62.
Mimochodom, v tej istej pasáži z knihy Maranatha 62. strany.
Ellen White says this.
Ellen White hovorí toto.
Among those who are waiting for the coming of the Lord,
medzi tými, ktorí čakajú na pánov príchod,
meat eating will eventually be done away.
Jedenie mesa sa vytratí.
Flesh will cease to form a part of their diet.
A meso vlastne prestane byť súčasťou ich stravy.
So the idea is,
takže tá myšlienka je,
as we prepare for the second coming,
pri tom, ako sa pripravujeme na druhý príchod,
God's people will be eating less and less flesh, which means meat.
Tak ten Boží ľud bude jesť stále menej a menej mesa.
Now, when I do evangelistic meetings,
už keď ja robím tie evangelizačné stretnutia alebo večery,
we teach the new members,
tak učíme nových členov.
We teach them, look, God asks you not to eat unclean foods, pork, shrimp, you know, these kinds of things.
Tak ich učíme, pozrite, Boh vás učí, aby ste nejedli nečisté meso, ako je bravčové, krevety a tak ďalej.
But clean meats God allows us.
Ale tie čisté, to čisté meso nám Boh dovoľuje.
And this is what we teach new members.
A to učíme tých nových členov.
Why? Why do we teach them that?
Prečo?
Because they are babies, they're children.
Pretože sú ako deti.
And so we can't expect a baby to do what an adult does.
A nemôžeme očakávať, že tie deti alebo bábätka dokážu robiť to, čo robia dospelí.
And so we teach them to take little steps in the Christian faith.
A tak ich učíme brať také tie malé kroky v tej kresťanskej viere.
But some of you have been Adventists for many years.
Ale niektorí z vás sú adventistami už mnoho rokov.
And you've had the privilege of reading Ellen White.
A mali ste teda to privilegium čítať Ellen Whiteovú.
You even have 3ABN.
A máte dokonca aj
3ABN, like the TV channel.
Tú televíziu 3ABN.
Your church has a great website with lots of great sermons.
Takisto aj váš zbor alebo cirkev má jednu skvelú stránku,
and
kde
you,
je mnoho dobrých kázni.
And you have a lot of books and you have a lot of knowledge about Adventism.
Máte mnoho kníh a veľa vedomostí o adventizme.
I believe that the more you know,
a verím tomu, že čím viac viete,
the more God expects from you.
Tak tým viac Boh od vás očakáva.
And you know, some people are like Isaac.
A viete, niektorí ľudia sú ako Izák.
As they get older and older,
čím sú starší a starší,
their appetite controls them. They don't use their reason, but rather their appetite is above their reason.
Tak ich apetit ich ovplyvňuje, respektíve kontroluje, ovláda stále viac a viac.
We live in a time where animal products are more and more unsafe.
žijeme v časoch, keď tie produkty zo zvierat sú stále viac a viac nebezpečné.
And I believe what Ellen White says.
A verím tomu, čo hovorí Ellen Whiteová.
For those people that will prepare for the second coming of Jesus.
Že pre tých ľudí, ktorí sa pripravujú na druhý príchod Ježiša Krista.
Flesh eating meat.
Tak to mäso, jedenie mäsa.
Will eventually be done away with.
Tak toho sa zbavia.
And so maybe some of you are saying, how could I ever give this up? I've been eating this all my life.
Možno si niektorí z vás myslia, že ako by som sa toho mohol niekedy vzdať, celý život som to jedol.
Don't forget the story of that Chinese man, Mr. Kusu Thai.
Tak nezabudnite na príbeh toho Číňana Kusu Thaya.
It's one day at a time.
Je to jeden deň, ako teda je to deň za dňom.
Don't worry about next week or next month or one year.
Teda nepremýšľajte na ďalší, o ďalšom týždni, mesiaci, roku.
Just for today, try to do what God asks you to do.
Sústreďte sa len na jeden deň, len dneska sa snažte robiť to, čo Boh od vás chce.
Now, let's talk about Esau for a moment.
Poďme teraz na chvíľku rozprávať o Ezavovi.
Come with me to Genesis 26.
Poďte so mnou do Genesis 26. kapitoly.
And look at verse 34.
A vo verši 34.
And I want you to notice what we learn about Esau here.
A chcem, aby ste si všimli, čo sa tu naučíme o Ezavovi.
Esau was 40 years old when he took to wife Judith, the daughter of Beri the Hittite, and Bashemath, the daughter of Ellen the Hittite, which were a grief of mind unto Isaac and to Rebekah.
A to je verš 44 a 35. A Ezavovi bolo 40 rokov, keď si vzal ženu Juditu, dceru Beriho hetejského, a Bazematu, dceru Elona hetejského. A boli horkosťou ducha Izákovi aj Rebeke.
Now, just by this act,
len týmto skutkom,
God would not allow the blessing, the spiritual blessing, to go upon someone who violated the principles of the covenant.
Teda len kvôli tomuto skutku Boh nedovolil zmluvné požehnanie, ktoré sľúbil, aby padlo na tohto človeka.
And so actually Isaac should have known.
A tak teda aj Izák mal vedieť.
Because of what Esau had done.
Preto čo Ezav urobil.
It was impossible for him to bestow upon him the spiritual blessing which he was prepared to do in the secret ceremony.
Že nebolo pre ňoho možné, aby odovzdal na Ezava to požehnanie, ktoré chcel urobiť v tom tajnom odovzdaní alebo v tom tajnom požehnaní.
So here is the Isaac that we see now.
Takže tu je teraz ten Izák, ktorého môžeme vidieť.
God had told him,
Boh mu povedal,
that Jacob would be the leader, not Esau.
Že Jakob bude vodca a nie Ezav.
Because Esau married someone not of the faith, he had already violated the covenant.
Tým, že Ezav si zobral za ženu niekoho, kto nebol z Izraela, tak už tým, teda nie z Izraela, ale nebol z tej viery, tak porušil tú zmluvu.
And Ellen White tells us that Rebecca told him about the character of these two children and which one was best suited to be the spiritual leader.
A Ellen White nám hovorí, že Rebeka takisto povedala Izákovi o charaktere týchto dvoch synov a ktorý je lepší, teda vhodnejší na to, aby bol vodcom toho duchovného národa.
So now he begins the process of preparing to bless Esau.
A tak teraz on pripravuje ten proces na to, aby požehnal Ezava.
And yesterday we started reading Genesis 27.
A včera sme začali čítať tú 27. kapitolu Genesis.
And we saw that in verse 7.
A videli sme, že v 7. verši
Rebecca tells Jacob to go and to get these things.
Rebecca hovorí Jakobovi, aby šiel a priniesol jej tie veci.
And then we saw that in verse 11 Jacob's answer.
A môžeme potom vidieť ďalej, že vo verši 11 Jakob jej hovorí.
He said, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man, I am a smooth man.
Hovorí, hľa, Ezau, môj brat je chlpatý človek a ja som hladký.
My father peradventure will feel me and I shall seem to him as a deceiver and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing.
Môj otec ma môže ohmatať a potom budem v jeho očiach ako podvodník a uvediem na seba zlorečenstvo a nie požehnanie.
Now, did you notice something strange about what Jacob said?
Teraz všimli ste si niečo zvláštne v tom, čo Jakob hovorí?
Jacob did not say to his mother.
Jakob nehovorí svojej matke.
Mother, that is wrong.
Mama, to je zlé.
What did he say?
Čo jej hovorí?
He said, what if I get caught?
Čo ak ma prichytia?
There's a difference.
A v tom je rozdiel.
You see, when the businessman
viete, keď obchodník
is more worried about if he gets caught,
sa viac stará o to, či ho prichytia,
he is already on the road to sin.
Tak už je na ceste k tomu hriechu.
If the young lady
ak mladá dievča
is worried that other people will find out that she has given up her purity,
sa bojí toho, že iní ľudia zistia, že sa vzdala svojej čistoty,
she is already on the road to sin.
Tak už je na tej ceste k hriechu.
If church members are thinking,
ak členovia cirkvi myslia,
what if somebody sees me in this town that recognizes me?
Čo ak ma niekto v tomto meste uvidí v tomto meste, na tomto mieste a spozná ma?
They are already on the road to sin.
Tak už sú na ceste k hriechu.
When we are more worried about getting caught than doing wrong,
ak sa viac bojíme o to, že nás prichytia, než o to, že či robíme správne,
this is surely the beginning of entering into Satan's temptations.
Tak to je istotne cesta k tomu, aby sme vstúpili alebo aby sme boli pokúšaní Satanom.
Joseph gives us an example.
Joseph. Jozef nám je v tomto príkladom.
Joseph said, how can I do this great sin and sin against God?
A hovorí, kde Jozef hovorí, ako by som mohol urobiť tento veľký hriech a zhrešiť proti Bohu.
So look with me at verse 18.
Takže pozrite sa so mnou do 18. verša.
And I want you to notice Jacob's deception to his father.
A chcem, aby ste si všimli, ako Jakob oklame svojho otca.
Now, I went through verses 18 all the way down to verse 27.
You will read.
No, I read verses 18 through 27.
On teda už som prečítal verše od 18. po 21.
And I counted Jacob lied to his father 6 times.
27.
No, from verse 18 to 27, I counted 6 times that he lied to his father.
Takže ja som už prečítal verše od 18. po 27. a srátal som, že Jakob klamal svojmu otcovi 6 krát.
First of all, he asked, who are you?
Najprv sa ho pýta, kto si ty?
And he said, I'm Esau.
A on hovorí, ja som Ezau.
Then he said, how did you, he said, you know, what, how did you find this so quickly?
Potom sa ho pýta, ako si našiel to zviera tak rýchlo.
He said, God brought it to me.
On hovorí, Boh ho ku mne priviedol.
What kind of meat did he offer his father? What kind of meat was it?
Aké meso ponúkol svojmu otcovi?
It was goat meat, right?
A bolo to meso kozľaťa však.
But what did he tell Esau to go catch?
Ale čo Izak povedal Ezavovi, aby išiel chytiť?
What kind
uloviť?
Of meat? Deer meat, right?
Divino,
venison is deer meat. So everything was a lie that he was doing to his father.
Takže všetko to, čo tam robil, bolo vlastne veľké klamstvo.
Now, there is a lesson here.
Je tu teda jedna lekcia.
You see, I don't think that Jacob planned to lie so much to his father.
Viete, ja si nemyslím, že Jakob plánoval, aby toľko klamal svojmu otcovi.
He loved his father.
On miloval svojho otca.
But the moment we begin to sin, the moment we begin to walk down the path of sin,
ale v momente, keď začneme hrešiť, v momente, keď ideme na tú cestu hriechu,
you know, one lie leads to another lie.
Viete, jedna lož vedie k ďalšej loži.
And then another and another and another.
A potom k ďalšej, k ďalšej a k ďalšej.
And there is a lesson in this.
A v tomto je poučenie.
The prodigal son never thought that someday he would become a pig farmer.
Ten marnotratný syn nikdy nevedel, teda nepredpokladal, že sa z neho stane pastier svíň.
He didn't plan for that kind of a life.
Takýto život neplánoval.
But when you begin the path down sin,
ale keď začnete tú cestu k hriechu,
the ultimate result is you end up doing things you never thought you would do.
Tak ten koniec, teda tak skončíte v tom, že budete robiť veci, ktoré ste nikdy neplánovali.
Judas never planned that someday his name would be hated by the world.
Judas nikdy neplánoval, že niekedy jeho meno bude nenávidené celým svetom.
But one step led to another step that led to another step.
Ale jeden krok viedol k ďalšiemu kroku a ten viedol k ďalšiemu kroku.
Do you know that Solomon, the wisest king who ever lived?
Viete, že Šalamún, ten najmudrejší kráľ, ktorý kedy žil?
We are told that at the end of his life he began to act like a woman.
Je nám teda povedané alebo je napísané, že ku koncu svojho života začal sa správať ako žena?
Did he plan his life that way?
Naplánoval svoj život takto?
No.
Nie.
But this was the end result of a life of sin.
Ale toto bol vlastne taký konečný záver alebo konečný výsledok jeho života v hriechu.
Now, by doing this deception to his father,
nuž a teraz Jakob tým, že robil to, teda viedol toto klamstvo k svojmu otcovi,
Jacob was sowing some seeds in his life.
tak Jakob týmto sadil isté semienka v svojom živote.
I want you to think very carefully with me.
A chcem, aby ste teraz so mnou mysleli, alebo teda premýšľali so mnou spolu veľmi pozorne.
Jacob said to his father,
Jakob hovorí svojmu otcovi,
I am Esau.
Ja som Ezau.
I want to ask you a question.
Chcem sa vás opýtať otázku.
In Jacob's life,
v Jakobovom živote,
did anybody ever say, I am someone, but they were someone else?
A povedal niekto Jakobovi teda v jeho živote, že ja som niekto, ale pritom to bol niekto iný?
Who?
Kto?
It was Leah.
Bola to Leah.
Do you remember that? He said to his father, I'm Esau.
On povedal svojmu otcovi, ja som Ezau.
But when Jacob got married,
ale keď sa Jakob oženil,
someone said to him, or someone deceived him to think that they were somebody completely different.
Tak niekto zviedol rovnako, alebo oklamal rovnako jeho a presvedčilo, že niekto úplne iný.
Now, I want you to think.
A chcem teraz, aby ste premýšľali.
What kind of meat did Jacob bring to his father?
Aký druh mesa priniesol Jakob k svojmu otcovi?
What kind of meat was it?
Aké to bolo meso?
It was goat meat.
A bolo to meso kozľaťa.
Now, don't forget this.
Nezabudnite na to.
Someone deceived Jacob deceived his father by killing a goat.
Jakob oklamal svojho otca tým, že zabil kozľa.
Can you think of a time when someone deceived Jacob by killing a goat?
Viete si spomenúť na nejaký prípad, kedy niekto oklamal Jakoba tým, že zabil kozľa alebo kozu?
Do you remember Jacob's children?
Pamätáte si Jakobove deti?
They tried to make it look like Joseph had been killed.
A snažili sa narafičiť tú udalosť tak, akože bol Jozef zabitý.
What animal's blood did they use to say a wild animal killed your son?
Krv akého zvieraťa použili na to, aby presvedčili Jakoba, že Jozef bol zabitý?
They killed a goat.
Zabili kozu.
Now, that's not all.
A to nie je všetko.
When Esau was weak,
keď bol Ezau slabý,
Jacob stole the birthright from him.
Tak Jakob od neho ukradol jeho právo prvorodenstva.
Because Esau had something, no, Jacob had something that Esau wanted, so he took advantage of him.
Pretože Jakob mal niečo, čo Ezau chcel, a tak to Jakob využil.
Later in his life,
neskôr v svojom živote,
did Jacob have something that he wanted that someone took advantage of Jacob with?
Nestalo sa niečo také, že by Jakob chcel niečo, čo mal niekto iný, a ten iný využil, vlastne to využil?
Yes or no?
Áno alebo nie?
Yes.
Áno.
Jacob wanted Rachel.
Jakob chcel Rachel.
And his father-in-law said, "Yeah, if you want her, you have to work for me for 7 years."
A svokor to využil a potom, áno, ak ju chceš, tak musíš pre mňa pracovať 7 rokov.
It turned into 14 years.
A to sa nakoniec natiahlo na 14 rokov.
And he ended up staying there for 20 years altogether.
A nakoniec tam zostal pracovať alebo ostal 20 rokov.
What does this teach us?
A čo nás toto učí?
Every sin that you commit,
každý hriech, ktorý spáchate,
you will reap what you sowed.
Tak budete žať to, čo ste vlastne nasiali.
Exactly the same way.
Rovnako.
If you gossip about somebody,
keď niekoho ohovárate,
people will gossip about you.
Tak ľudia budú ohovárať aj vás.
If you lie to somebody,
keď niekomu klamete,
they will lie to you.
Tak budú oni klamať vám.
How many of you know who Doug Batchelor is?
Koľko z vás vie, kto je Doug Batchelor?
How many of you know? Okay, I want to tell you a story about Doug Batchelor.
A chcem vám podať teraz o ňom jeden príbeh.
Before he was a Christian,
predtým, než bol kresťan,
he was like, he broke into people's houses and he stole things.
Sa zvykol vlámať ľuďom do domov a kradol im veci.
So one day he broke into a house, like apartment.
A raz sa takto vlámal do jedného apartmánu.
And he was looking for things to steal.
A hľadal tam nejaké veci, ktoré by mohol ukradnúť.
But he was hungry.
Ale bol hladný.
And so there was a box of crackers that was unopened.
A tak bola tam jedna krabica krekrov, ktorá nebola otvorená.
And while he was stealing, he ate the whole box of crackers.
A kým teda kradol v tom byte, tak zjedol celú tú krabicu.
So it was new and he ate the whole thing.
A bola to úplne nová krabica, zjedol ju úplne celú.
And he noticed that on the box there was a price tag.
A všimol si, že na tej krabici je cenovka.
It said $1.19.
A hovorí, tá cenovka teda na tej cenovke písalo $1.19.
So anyway, he was gone from his apartment.
From his own apartment.
He was gone from his own apartment.
Teda nebol vo svojom apartmáne, vo svojom byte.
For a few days.
Už niekoľko dní.
And while he was gone,
a kým bol preč,
his friends had stopped by his house to find him.
Tak sa jeho priatelia zastavili u ňoho v byte, aby sa s ním stretli.
But since he wasn't home,
ale keďže on doma nebol,
they just went in,
tak vošli dnuka,
and they started eating things in his house.
A začali jesť veci u ňoho doma.
Now, before he had left to go stealing things,
a predtým, než odišiel, aby kradol teda tie veci,
he had bought a little jar of like a juice mix. It's called Tang. Do you have Tang here in Slovakia? It's like an orange drink. It's just powder and then you mix it with water. Yeah, it's a powder though. It's okay, it doesn't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter though. You can just say, you know.
Kúpil predtým jednu takú fľašku, ale má to byť niečo jak šumienka, to bolo proste prášok.
And since he was not there, his friends, they helped themselves to this mix.
A keďže on tam nebol, tak títo jeho priatelia si sa týmto ponúkli.
It was full because he had just bought it.
Bolo to úplne plné, pretože on to práve kúpil.
But when he got home,
ale keď prišiel domov,
they had drunk the whole thing.
Tak vlastne dovtedy vypili celú tú fľašku.
And he picked it up.
Zdvihol to.
And he looked at the top.
Pozeral sa na vrch.
And there was a price tag.
A bola tam cenovka.
And it said $1.19.
A hovorila $1.19.
Do you know, like in life,
viete, že v živote,
if you plant cherry seeds,
keď nasadíte vyšne,
you will have a cherry tree, right?
Tak vám vyrastie vlastne vyšňa ako strom.
If you plant tomatoes,
keď nasadíte paradajky,
tomatoes will come up.
Tak vyrastú paradajky.
Every act in this life,
každý skutok v tomto živote,
has a corresponding harvest.
Tak má korešpondujúcu alebo no, korešpondujúcu žatvu.
And one of the most clear examples from the life of Jacob,
a jeden z takých najjasnejších prípadov alebo príkladov z života Jakoba,
is that everything that Jacob did in his life,
je to, že všetko, čo Jakob urobil vo svojom živote,
someone did back to him again later on.
Niekto urobil jemu v jeho živote potom neskôr.
That's also true for good things too, by the way.
A toto je inak pravda aj pre tie dobré veci.
So this is a lesson for us to really think about the actions that we take.
A toto by malo byť pre nás ponaučením, aby sme naozaj premýšľali o veciach, ktoré robíme.
So after Jacob deceived his father,
čiže potom, čo Jakob oklamal svojho otca,
most of us know that his brother Esau discovered what had happened.
Tak väčšina z nás vie, že jeho brat Ezau zistil, čo spravil.
And he vowed out loud, he said out loud,
a nahlas sa zaprisahal,
that when his father died, he would kill his brother.
Že potom, čo jeho otec zomrie, tak zabije svojho brata.
And now Rebecca, hearing that,
a Rebecca, keď to počula,
she convinced Isaac to send Jacob away.
Tak presvedčila Izáka, aby poslal Jakoba preč.
You see, Rebecca was guilty in helping Jacob deceive Isaac.
A viete, Rebecca bola vinná z toho, že pomáhala Jakobovi oklamať Izáka.
And as her punishment,
a ako svoj trest,
she was never allowed to see Jacob again.
Ako svoj trest už nikdy nemohla uvidieť Jakoba,
And so now we come to the part of Jacob's life when he is now a fugitive running away from home.
A takto prichádzame do časti Jakobovho života, keď je ako utečenec preč z domu.
In Genesis chapter 28 and verse 10.
V Genesis 28. kapitole a 10. verši.
The Bible says, and Jacob went out from Beersheba and went towards Haran.
A sa píše, a Jakob vyšiel z Beršeby a išiel do Charana.
And the Bible says, and he lighted upon a certain place.
A Biblia hovorí, a nadišiel na nejaké miesto.
And tarried there all night.
A nocoval tam.
Because the sun was set.
Pretože bolo slnce zapadlo.
And he took of the stones of that place.
A vzal z kameňov, ktoré boli na mieste.
And put them for his pillows and lay down in that place to sleep.
A položil si pod hlavu a ľahol si na tom mieste spať.
You know, as Jacob was now traveling away from home.
Viete, teraz, keď Jakob cestoval preč z domu,
the Bible describes a very lonely, very a solitary night that he spends.
Tak Biblia tu opisuje jednu veľmi, veľmi osamelú, veľmi takú osamelú noc, ktorú musí on stráviť.
Now, this is not where he had some friends and he went to their house and he's saying, oh, let me stay the night.
To nebolo tak, že prišiel k nejakým priateľom domov a poprosil ich, prosím vás, nechajte ma tu prespať.
Jacob is leaving because he knows that he deceived his father and he knows that his brother is angry with him.
Jakob odchádza, pretože vie, že oklamal svojho otca a že jeho brat Ezau sa na ňo hnevá.
Jacob has a sense of guilt.
Jakob má pocit viny.
And he's not in a nice hotel somewhere.
A nie v nejakom peknom hoteli niekde.
He's in a foreign country.
Je v cudzej krajine.
He is alone.
Je sám.
He has a stone pillow.
A má vankúš z kameňa.
You know, I have traveled quite a bit and I know what it's like to be in a foreign country by yourself, alone.
Ja už som toho precestoval v živote dosť a viem, čo je to byť sám v cudzej krajine.
Many years ago,
mnoho rokov dozadu,
I was traveling between China and Hong Kong.
Som cestoval medzi Čínou a Hongkongom.
And I was on my way to Singapore to fly back to America.
A bol som na ceste do Singapuru, aby som letel naspäť do Ameriky.
I had been doing mission work in China for several weeks.
Už niekoľko týždňov som pracoval na misionárskej práci v Číne.
And then I was going down through Hong Kong into Singapore.
A potom som prechádzal dole cez Hongkong do Singapuru.
But when I went through passport control,
ale keď som prešiel cez kontrolu na letisku pasovú,
I have this bag that has my passport, my plane ticket, credit cards and all that thing, like all those things.
Mal som takú taštičku, v ktorej som mal pás, kreditku, IDčko a všetky tie karty.
I lost that bag.
A tú tašku som stratil.
I had my computer, I had my luggage, but I lost the bag that had my plane ticket, my passport and my money.
Mal som svoj notebook s taškou, mal som svoju batožinu, ale stratil som vlastne tú tašku, kde som mal pás, peniaze, listok na lietadlo a tak ďalej.
Now these days the tickets that we use are just electronic.
A viete, dneska keď cestujeme, tak tie listky, ktoré máme, sú len elektronické.
But 10 years ago, 15 years ago, those tickets, the paper, you had to have the paper ticket.
Ale tých 10-15 rokov dozadu, na to, aby ste mohli letieť, ste potrebovali ten papierový lístok.
And when I got to the Hong Kong airport,
a keď som prišiel do toho letiska v Hongkongu,
I went to the front desk,
prišiel som teda k tomu pultu,
and I reached into my computer bag to give her my ticket.
A siahol som do tašky s počítačom, aby som jej dal svoje lístky.
But my wallet was gone, it was missing.
Ale tá moja taštička, tá moja peňaženka bola preč, zmizla.
And so they wouldn't let me check in for the airplane.
A tak som nemohol spraviť check-in na lietadlo.
I had a second problem.
Mal som ďalší problém.
In China somewhere I ate something that caused me to have like stomach problems, really bad stomach problems.
V Číne som zjedol niekde niečo, čo mi spravilo problémy so žalúdkom, vážne problémy.
So I was having diarrhea and stomach pain.
Takže som mal bolesti žalúdka, hnačky.
So and then I had a mild fever, not bad, but a mild fever.
A mal som takú miernu horúčku.
So I was sick.
Takže som bol chorý.
I didn't know anybody in Hong Kong.
Nepoznal som nikoho v Hongkongu.
In this time they didn't have cell phones.
A v tých časoch ešte sme tam nemali mobily.
So I had no money.
Takže nemal som žiadne peniaze.
Because all of my money was in the wallet.
Pretože všetky moje peniaze boli v tej peňaženke.
And I couldn't call anybody.
A nemohol som ani nikomu zavolať.
And to go to the US consulate.
A na to, aby som šiel na konzulát Spojených štátov.
To get a new passport.
Aby som získal nový pas.
I needed to take a taxi, but I had no money to take a taxi.
Tak potreboval som zobrať taxi, ale na to som nemal peniaze.
So I just had a cart with my bags on it.
Takže som mal len taký ten vozík so svojimi taškami.
And I was wandering around the airport looking for someone or something to help me.
A som len tak blúdil po tom letisku a hľadal som niekoho alebo niečo, čo by mi pomohlo.
I have never felt so lonely or helpless in my entire life.
Nikdy vo svojom živote som sa necítil tak osamotene a tak bezmocne v celom svojom živote.
And in some way I can understand how Jacob felt that night.
A prostredníctvom tohto viem do istej miery pochopiť, ako sa musel Jakob cítiť v tú noc.
He wasn't taking some trip for fun.
On nemal nejaký výlet zo zábavy.
This was not vacation.
To nebola dovolenka.
He was running away.
On utekal preč.
And he didn't know anybody.
A nikoho nepoznal.
And that night all by himself.
A tú noc úplne sám.
He was there and he was lying on a stone pillow.
Tak tam bol úplne sám a ležal tam na kameni.
You know, we complain if our pillow is too soft or too hard, but he had a stone pillow.
Viete, my sa sťažujeme na to, keď náš vankúš je buď príliš mäkký alebo príliš tvrdý, ale on mal vankúš z kameňa.
And that night in this experience.
A tú noc počas tejto skúsenosti.
God did something very wonderful for him.
Tak Boh pre ňa urobil niečo naozaj úžasné.
By the way, just to finish my story.
Len mimochodom, aby som ukončil ten svoj príbeh.
I went back to customs.
A vrátil som sa späť k clu.
And I had dropped the wallet and someone had turned it back into customs.
A v skutočnosti mne tá peňaženka spadla a niekto ju vrátil tam na to clo.
Everything, my passport, ticket, all the money was there untouched.
A všetko, môj pás, moje peniaze, moje letenky tam boli nedotknuté.
There are still honest people in this world.
Ešte stále sú na tomto svete čestní ľudia.
And so I got out. But anyway, so Jacob that night, notice what happened.
A tak môžeme vidieť, čo vlastne Jakob, čo sa stalo Jakobovi v tú noc.
In verse 12.
Vo verši 12.
And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set up on the earth, and to the top of it reached to heaven.
A snívalo sa mu, že hľa, rebrík bol postavený na zem, ktorého vrch dosahoval do neba.
And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it.
A hľa, anjeli Boží vystupovali a zostupovali po ňom.
And behold, the Lord stood above it and said.
A hľa, Hospodin stal nad ním a riekol.
I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father and the God of Isaac.
Ja som Hospodin, Boh Abrahama tvojho otca a Boh Izáka.
The land wherein thou liest to thee I will give and to thy seed.
Zem, na ktorej ležíš, dám tebe a tvojmu semenu.
Verse 15, and behold, I am with thee.
A verš 15, a hľa, ja som s tebou.
And will keep thee in all the places whither thou goest.
A budem ťa chrániť všade, kamkoľvek pôjdeš.
And I will bring thee again into this land.
A navrátim ťa do tejto zeme.
For I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of.
Lebo ťa neopustím, dokiaľ nevykonám toho, čo som ti hovoril.
Now, what do we learn from this little story here?
Čo sa teraz môžeme naučiť z tohto malého príbehu?
First of all, it shows us God's wonderful love.
A to, čo je prvé, nám vlastne ukazuje ten príbeh Božiu úžasnú lásku.
Why was Jacob running away?
Prečo Jakob utekal?
Because he had deceived his father.
Pretože oklamal svojho otca.
He had stolen from his brother.
A okradol svojho brata.
And perhaps he was guilty.
A možno bol dokonca
or feeling guilty.
Alebo sa cítil vinný.
And that night, alone, all by himself with a stone pillow.
A tú noc bol úplne sám, len na tom kamennom vankúši.
God reached out to Jacob.
A vtedy k nemu Boh vlastne, vtedy ho Boh oslovil.
He showed Jacob that he still cared for him.
Ukázal Jakobovi, že ešte stále oňho stojí.
You know, sometimes when we are guilty, when we have done wrong.
Viete, niekedy keď sa cítime vinní, keď sme spravili niečo zlé.
We think that God doesn't love us anymore.
Myslíme si, že Boh nás už viac nemiluje.
We feel like God doesn't care anymore.
A máme pocit, ako keby Boh sa o nás už nezaujímal.
But the Bible teaches us something different.
Ale Biblia nás učí niečo iné.
I want to ask you to turn with me to the book of Romans.
Chcem vás poprosiť, aby ste so mnou otvorili knihu Rímanom.
And I want to ask you to look with me at Romans chapter 2.
A tam druhú kapitolu, čiže Rímanom druhú kapitolu.
And here is what the Bible says.
A tu je to, čo Biblia hovorí.
Romans chapter 2 verse 4.
Rímanom druhá kapitola, verš 4.
The Bible says, despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance.
A či pohrdáš bohatstvom jeho dobrotivosti, znášanlivosti a zhovievavosti, nevediac, že ťa dobrota Božia vedie ku pokániu?
What does that mean?
Čo to znamená?
You see, when the prodigal son was far away from his father,
viete, keď ten marnotratný syn bol ďaleko od svojho otca,
what made him say, I want to go back home?
A čo ho priviedlo k tomu, aby si povedal, chcem ísť domov?
He said, wait a minute, I know that my father takes good care even of the servants.
Povedal si, počkajte, ja viem, že môj otec sa stará, sa dobre stará dokonca aj o svojich sluhov.
I'm gonna go back to my father.
Pôjdem späť k otcovi.
Jacob was guilty, he had lied, he had cheated his father.
A Jakob bol vinný, klamal a podviedol svojho otca.
And in his sinful, wicked state,
a v tom jeho hriešnom, skazenom stave
God said, Jacob,
mu Boh povedal, Jakob,
I'm gonna be with you.
Budem s tebou.
I am gonna take you and I'm gonna bring you back safely.
Pôjdem s tebou, vezmem ťa a privedem ťa naspäť bezpečne.
And I will watch over you.
A budem na teba dávať pozor.
And because of his tremendous love to Jacob,
a pre tú jeho obrovskú lásku k Jakobovi.
Notice what Jacob vowed in Genesis chapter 28.
Tak si všimnite, čo Jakob teda sľubuje alebo prisaha v tej Genesis 28. kapitole.
In verse 16.
Verši 16.
Jacob awakened out of his sleep. Sorry, Genesis 28, verse 16.
Čiže Genesis 28, 16. A Jakob sa prebudil zo svojho sna.
And he said, surely the Lord is in this place and I knew it not.
A povedal, naozaj je Hospodin na tomto mieste a ja som o tom nevedel.
And he was afraid and said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other than the house of God and this is the gate of heaven.
A bál sa a povedal, aké strašné je toto miesto. Toto nie je iné ako dom Boží a toto, A toto je brána nebies.
In verse 20 Jacob vowed a vow saying if God will be with me.
A vo verši 20. Vtedy Jakob sľúbil sľub a povedal: ak bude Boh so mnou,
and will keep me in this way that I go.
A bude ma chrániť na tejto ceste, ktorou idem.
And will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on.
A dá mi chleba jesť a rucho odiať sa.
So that I come again to my father's house in peace.
A navrátim sa v pokoji do domu svojho otca.
Then shall the Lord be my God.
Bude mi Hospodin Bohom.
And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house.
A tento kameň, ktorý som postavil na pamiatku, bude domom Božím.
And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee.
A zo všetkého, čo mi dáš, o Bože, dám ti istotne desatinu.
You know, friends, Jacob made a commitment to God at this place called Bethel.
A viete, Jakob na tomto mieste, ktoré je nazvané Betel, urobil pre Boha rozhodnutie.
You could say that it was here that Jacob experienced a change in his life.
Mohli by ste povedať, že tu na tomto mieste Boh Jakob zažil zmenu v svojom živote.
And what led to this change?
A čo viedlo k tejto zmene?
Even when Jacob was guilty and was sinful,
aj keď bol Jakob vinný a hriešný,
God reached down with his wonderful love.
A Boh vlastne ako keby priblížil sa k nemu dole so svojou láskou.
And that goodness of God, it led Jacob to repentance.
A táto dobrota Božia viedla Jakoba k pokániu.
He vowed that God would be his God.
A prisahal alebo sľúbil, že Boh bude, teda Hospodin bude jeho Bohom.
And he made a vow to return a faithful tithe back to God. He vowed that he would return a tithe, like one tenth.
A sľúbil, že,
22, he said, yeah.
Že bude dávať, Bohu bude vracať desatinu zo svojho majetku, zo všetkého, čo získa.
Now, friends, I want to share a story with you from my own life.
A chcem teraz, priateľa, s vami ešte zdieľať jeden príbeh zo svojho života.
When I was in high school, my parents sent me to a different state with my sister to live with my grandmother.
Tak keď som bol na strednej škole, tak ma rodičia aj so sestrou poslali do iného štátu, aby som tam žil so svojou starou mamou.
It was a very good school and they wanted us to experience this.
A bola to veľmi dobrá škola a chceli, aby sme toto zažili.
And so I was living with my grandmother. She cooked all of our food and we just went to school.
Teda zrejme tam bola tá škola. No a oni nás tam poslali a stará mama nám varila a my sme u nej žili.
And one day,
a jeden deň,
my grandmother did something or told something to the neighbor across the street.
Jeden deň teda moja stará mama povedala niečo susedovi, ktorý býval oproti.
She was trying to help me with something.
S niečím sa mi snažila pomôcť.
But what she told her was very embarrassing for me.
A to, čo teda povedala tej susedke, tak bolo pre mňa ale veľmi také trápne.
And I was very hurt.
A veľmi ma to zranilo.
My grandmother didn't try to hurt me, but I was very embarrassed.
Moja stará mama sa ma nesnažila nejako raniť, ale ja som bol aj tak veľmi zahambený.
And so I became very angry with my grandmother.
A tak som sa veľmi na ňu začal hnevať.
And so my way of showing my anger,
a ten môj spôsob, ako prejaviť hnev,
is that I stopped talking to my grandmother.
Bolo, že som prestal so starou mamou rozprávať.
One day,
jeden deň,
2 days,
2 dni,
1 week,
týždeň,
2 weeks,
2 týždne.
For 2 weeks I lived in the same house, but I didn't talk to my grandmother.
A 2 týždne som s ňou býval v jednom a tom istom dome, ale neprehovoril som s ňou ani slovo.
And she knew I was angry.
Ona vedela, že sa hnevám.
But she had not tried to make me angry, she was trying to help me.
A ona sa nesnažila roznevať ma, ona sa snažila mi pomôcť.
And I remember that my grandmother was trying to find out why I was so upset.
A pamätám si to, že moja stará mama sa snažila zistiť, prečo som bol takýto nahnevaný.
But I wouldn't say anything to her. I just completely ignored her. I didn't say anything.
Ale ja som jej nič nepovedal, ja som ju úplne ignoroval.
One day I brought 2 friends home from school.
Jeden deň som si takto priviedol dvoch kamarátov zo školy.
And we were just playing or we were just talking in my bedroom.
My sme sa len rozprávali v mojej izbe.
And it was almost dinner time.
Už bol takmer čas večere.
And my friends were planning to leave.
Moji priatelia sa chystali odísť.
But my grandmother knocked on the door.
Ale moja stará mama zaklopala na dvere.
And she said it's time for dinner.
A povedala, je čas večere.
And so we came out.
A tak sme vyšli von.
And oh, I have to tell you, my grandmother is an excellent, excellent cook.
Ale ešte predtým vám musím povedať, že moja stará mama je výborná, skvelá kuchárka.
And there on the table,
a tam na stole.
She had set a feast.
A pripravila hostinu.
If you've ever seen Korean food,
keď ste niekedy videli korejské jedlo,
it's very labor intensive.
Je to veľmi také náročné na prácu, na prípravu.
Like you cook the noodles,
ako uvaríte rezance,
and then you fry the vegetables,
a upražíte zeleninu,
and then you mix it all together,
zmixujete to,
and then you season that, you season that whole mix, you season it, like
okay,
put okoreníte. Flavor.
And
then you
okoreníte
put that
to?
Inside flower skins,
dáte to do listov kvetov,
to make dumplings,
aby ste pripravili také tie buchty.
And then you have to steam that.
A potom musíte ešte toto dať do pary, uvariť v pare.
So the idea is that it's very labor intensive. It takes a lot of time.
A teda to, čo chcem vlastne povedať, je to, že je to veľmi náročné na prácu, teda chce to veľa času.
But my grandmother that particular day,
ale moja stará mama ten práve ten jeden deň,
she had made all of my favorite foods.
Urobila všetky moje obľúbené jedlá.
And so there it was, this huge table loaded with all of these foods.
Že tam bol ten veľký stôl, ktorý bol naplnený doplná tými skvelými jedlami.
And my friends from school were like, wow, you know, we get to eat here.
A moji priatelia boli ako, wow, tu musíme jesť.
But I just pretended like it was normal.
Ale ja som sa len tváril, že toto je úplne normálne, bežné.
And I started eating, we prayed and we ate.
Začal som jesť, pomodlili sme sa, jedli sme.
And as I started eating,
ako som začal jesť,
I started feeling guilty.
Som sa začal cítiť vinný.
I felt this lump in my throat.
Cítil som takúto hrču v hrdle.
And I remember as I was eating,
a pamätám si, že keď som jedol,
I was starting to feel like, oh, my grandmother loves me.
Tak som začal tak premýšľať, že oh, moja stará mama ma miluje, má rada.
And here I am.
A ja som tu.
For 2 weeks I just ignored her.
A 2 týždne ju ignorujem.
And here she is now.
A ona je tu teraz.
Making all of my favorite foods.
A pripravila všetky tieto moje obľúbené jedlá.
And I remember at the end of that meal.
A si pamätám, že na konci toho jedla.
After my friends left.
Potom čo moji priatelia odišli.
I went to my grandmother.
Prišiel som k svojej starej mame.
And I said, "Grandma, I'm sorry."
A povedal som jej, stará mama, prepáč.
And grandma said, "You know, it's okay."
Ona povedala, OK, to je OK.
She said, I don't know why you're mad.
To je v poriadku. Neviem, prečo sa hneváš.
She said, but I just want you to know that I love you.
Chcem len, aby si vedel, že ťa mám rada.
And I remember learning from that experience.
A pamätám si, že som sa naučil z tejto skúsenosti.
It's God's love that melts the sinner's heart.
Že je to Božia láska, ktorá vlastne roztápa srdce hriešnika.
Jacob, this very cunning, deceitful liar.
A Jakob, tento veľmi prefíkaný klamár.
It was because God reached down to Jacob when he was lonely.
To bolo preto, že Boh vlastne pristúpil k nemu alebo oslovil ho práve vtedy, keď bol o samote.
When he was alone.
Keď bol úplne sám.
When he was feeling guilty.
Keď sa cítil vinný.
That's what melted that heart of Jacob.
Tak to bol ten akt, ktorý roztopil to Jakobove srdce.
Parents, before you discipline your children.
Rodičia, predtým, než potrestáte svoje deti.
Have you showed them that you love them first?
Ukázali ste im predtým, že ich máte radi?
You know, sometimes we don't remember how God deals with us.
Viete, niekedy si my nespomeneme na to, ako Boh narába alebo koná s nami.
Now, in our next session, I want to talk a little bit about what this ladder represents.
This letter?
The ladder.
V ďalšej téme, ktorú budeme mať, chcem rozprávať o tom, čo reprezentuje ten rebrík.
But we want to stop here and we'll continue in our next presentation.
Ale skončíme teraz a pokračovať budeme potom v ďalšej prezentácii.
Please bow your heads with me as we pray.
Prosím, skloňte svoje hlavy, keď sa budeme modliť.
Our Father in heaven.
Náš drahý nebeský Otče.
We are thankful for God's love to us even when we were sinners.
Ďakujeme ti, Bože, za tvoju lásku k nám, aj keď sme boli hriešnici.
We are thankful that it is the goodness of God that leads us to repentance.
Ďakujeme ti za to, že je to tá tvoja dobrota, ktorá nás vedie k oľutovaniu, k pokániu.
We pray that today we would recognize how much love God has shown to us.
Prosíme ťa o to, aby sme dneska dokázali uvidieť, koľko lásky pre nás Boh má.
And like Jacob, help us to choose that God will be our God.
A tak ako Jakob, aby sme si dokázali zvoliť, aby Hospodin bol našim Bohom.
And may we be faithful in returning a part of his gifts to us back to him.
Aby sme boli verní v tom, aby sme vracali časť jeho darov nám zase naspäť jemu.
We thank you in Jesus' name we pray.
A ďakujeme ti a modlíme sa v mene Ježiša Krista.
Amen.
Amen.